AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops as protests continue against Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minneapolis. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine was asked about it.
He wants to use the military as his palace guard.
Overnight, a federal agent in Minneapolis shot and wounded a man who had attacked the agent with a shovel and broom handle. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was asked if it amounts to insurrection.
I describe it as violent. And a violation of the law in many places.
Noem says there are no plans to leave the city. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is urging people who have been confronting ICE agents to stop.
That is not helpful. Go home. We cannot counter Donald Trump's chaos with our own brand of chaos. And I have seen thousands of people throughout our city peacefully protesting. For those that have peacefully protested, I applaud.
The Insurrection Act is a rarely used federal law to deploy the military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement over the objection of state governors. U.S. forces in the Caribbean seized another sanctioned oil tanker the Trump administration says has ties to Venezuela. President Trump is set to meet at the White House with Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. A new AP NORC Center poll finds about 4 in 10 adults approve of Donald Trump's performance as president. That's virtually unchanged from his approval ratings shortly after he took office a year ago. An ailing astronaut returned to Earth with 3 others, ending their space station mission more than a month early in NASA's first medical evacuation. This is NASA's new administrator, Jared Isaacman.
They're safe. They're in good spirits. They're going through the standard post-splashdown medical checks.
Prosecutors are charging 20 people, including 15 former NCAA players, in an alleged scheme to fix basketball games. This is AP News. Troops from several European countries, including France, Germany, and Sweden, are in Greenland to help boost security. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
The move comes after talks between representatives of Denmark, Greenland, and the US on Wednesday highlighted the fundamental disagreements between the Trump administration and European allies. French Poles and Oceans Ambassador Olivier Poivre d'Arvor said in an interview that the deployment sent a strong political signal. Meanwhile, in Copenhagen, locals expressed concern over President Trump's approach. Copenhagen resident Bastian Lindberg called it
surprisingly aggressive when we're all supposed to be allies.
Denmark is also increasing its military presence. The talks focused on US intentions to take over Greenland for its mineral resources amid rising Russian and Chinese interest. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.